Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Gutter Demons.
My window, the clouds were turning red, the wind begins to blow. A glare and lightning came down from the sky. It cracked and crumbled, and I couldn't believe my eyes. A sea of maggots came out of the hole. People in the streets were running out of control. Ants and worms were now feeding on the race. As late as the years are crawling out of the grave. Leaders within, missionary of disasters. No hold back, all of this girl's crushed.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
All the way from Canada, Tony, that was Gutter Demons and a track called Invaders from their latest album. Call themselves Canadian champions of the macabre, but it's kind of horror-billy, super horror rockabilly, psychobilly madness. Very distinctive style. Like it very much. What is Gutter Demons? Now, I'm calling them Gutter Demons, but they are the Gutter Demons, or are they Gutter Demons? Only the website will tell, Tony. What's their website?
GutterDemons.ca?
TheGutterDemons.com, sorry. It is confusing when bands have a "the" on, but don't always use it. Paulie Vinny Internet One, Tony Neil. Have you got any jokes?
No.
Me neither. Let's just crack on with a couple of songs, shall we? Because we've been talking way too long over the last few weeks, and there's going to be a lot of chatting to do over the next few weeks as well. And we've got a lot of good music this week that kind of crept up on me. I wasn't really expecting it, but we have got lots of news later on in the show. So if you have a joke or poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email. Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. Poetry Corner if it's a poem. In the meantime, two songs in a row now. First up, The Spitfires, Tony. We have played them once or twice before. All the way from Watford. Sounding like a cross, really, between The Jam and The Specials. So, completely suitable that in the last year, they have supported both Paul Weller and The Specials.
Right, nice.
Makes perfect sense. Really, really good. Great album. Some of the album's a little bit more poppy, but most of the album is very much like hard-hitting early jam, I would say, and there's nothing wrong with that. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Spitfires' website?
TheSpitfires.co.uk?
TheSpitfires.org. Paulie B. This net too. Tony Neil, escape me.
Little chuff.
She left me with my heart in bits. perpetual pain. Will it ever end? 5 minute fame and fake pleasures that we pretend. I like it when she talks about sex. Runs me through the choice of underwear that she selects.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Sneaky Nixons.
Huh.
And a track called Sex, all the way from Liverpool. Describe rock and roll, and I think they are. Well, that might be my band's name of the week, Tony, the Sneaky Nixons.
Nice.
Now, I've never heard that expression before. Is it a Scouse thing? Is it, oh, you Sneaky Nixon? Like that, or is it just a thing they thought up themselves?
I bet it's just been their thought themselves. I've certainly not heard of it as a phrase.
No?
No.
If you know the origin of the phrase the Sneaky Nixons, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, Sneaky Nixons! Absolutely great band, loving them. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheSneakyNixons.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet 2. And that track, as I say, was called Sex.
Nice.
All of this is very difficult to say. I haven't got my teeth in right this week.
All right.
I'm a bit whistly. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Great, that means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
I don't think I'll ever tire of the Sneaky Nixons either.
No, really?
I think we'll be playing more from them in the future. I'm going to get a bit more from them. I think that's the only track I've got. So I'll see if I can get some more of them.
I wonder if it's the thing, like, you know, you used to call Nixon Tricky Dicky. Maybe it's like a play on that. Sneaky Nixon's Tricky Dicky.
It would make sense.
Hmm.
I'm taking it.
You know, my man boobs are trending at the moment.
Right, Facebook comments, go on.
Yes. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, leave us a comment, give us a cheeky follow, give us a tickle, whatever you need to do. Get in touch. Let us know what's going on. Graham Holland posted this week. Just to remind me, because I did actually screw up last week. I had a gig that he emailed and I forgot. And I didn't realise until after...
Naughty Tony.
But after we recorded the show, literally, when I was editing it, I remembered. Yeah.
He did tweet.
Yes.
In a fury.
So he posted, just to remind everyone, there's no point reading it out now because it's gone, but there was a zombie in a gig last week. Sorry about that, Graham. Wasn't on purpose.
It looked like it went well.
Yeah, it must have gone well. We mentioned Zombina last week and we didn't mention it, so...
Yeah, Zombina and Halloween go together like cookies and cream.
Exactly.
Smooth.
Mm. And John's been in touch, fat boy, John Ashton, saying, I realise I am somewhat behind on the podcast, but when did Paul Beardles get kidnapped and replaced by some oxygenarian in desperate need of some polygraph? He's a harsh boy, isn't he?
He is harsh. Harsh but fair.
But so cuddly. Thanks, fat boy.
You're
not that whistly, though, are you, today? Not that whistly.
Well, I am.
A bit whistly.
I haven't got my fixer dent in. I haven't got whatever it's called. Polygrip, whatever it is. I've got some tube or something that I don't like putting in my mouth because it looks like the sort of stuff you should really put around your bum hole.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
You don't really. You certainly don't want to get them confused.
You don't.
No.
That's it for Facebook though this week.
I'm still waiting for that story. So that concludes.
Sounds more ominous than it should be.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
I'm just watching a thing, Tone, about all the planes that fly over Egypt.
Oh, I don't like it.
And it's no real surprise that they're all falling out of the sky.
Because
They're massive.
What, the planes?
Yeah. It's like, because they've got them. Obviously, when you're tracking them, they're not actual size. Just looked like there was 15 planes taking out the whole of Egypt. It must be terrifying. Anyway, obviously, it's very, very sad when a plane falls out of the sky and a lot of people die. I'm not making light of that.
No, don't like it.
No, we don't like it. We like it when planes stay in the sky, except when they're supposed to come down.
Yeah.
Because that would be weird. If you got in a plane, it just didn't land. You go, well, this is all very good, but you're going to run out of airline meals and I can't see you giving us a free drink.
No, especially if you go on Virgin.
Why? What especially happens if you go on Virgin?
They're very stingy with their wine. They'll give you maybe one drink to start with, and then 9 hours later they might give you another.
Oh, blimey, Tony.
Whereas on BA, oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, well, you know, if you sat next to me, wine is not an issue. It doesn't matter who you're flying with. It keeps flowing. Right, so I'm now very excited to tell you that the next track this week is from their latest album, Beers, Guitars and Scars, all the way from West London. I talk, of course, about Limousine.
Excellent.
And Dean, Limo Dean, sent me a couple of... I'm really pleased for Limo Dean because he's been ill and he's got better. And I'm very pleased for him. So congratulations, Limo Dean, on getting better, doing gigs again. Hopefully getting a physical release of this album out next year. At the moment, it's download only. You can get it via their website, which is...
Limousine.com?
Limousineband.com, point of the internet 3, Tony Wong. This track, I think it's track 3 or 4 on the album. He sent it through saying this seems to be everyone's favourite one. I think it's a bit... And he said, I think it's a bit krautrock. It's certainly got a different sound to a lot of their other ones, but actually, I'll go with the krautrock, Tony.
Is there anything wrong with that?
Going. What's that?
Is there anything wrong with that?
You're on a bound to say that. But there's... Not only is it quite krautrock, but actually, the first verse, Tony, very Sisters of Mercy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then, I think you're going to love it. This is what I'd be, as soon as I heard this, I spent the rest of the day walking around singing it to myself. You're going to love it. Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it, let's rock. Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Limousine and Ein, Zwei, Drei, Vier, fuck it, let's rock. What a great song. I love them. Great band. Did you do anything last week?
Amidst all the madness of work renovations, we went to Ellesmere Port to do a bit of shopping.
You like Ellesmere Port, don't you?
It's up there with Birmingham with me.
Unlikely.
But yeah, it's all right.
Is it the Monte Carlo of the Wirral?
A little bit. I had to get some new shirts for work, things like that. So, yeah, got out of the house.
But what attracts you to Ellesmere Port?
It's just a good selection in terms of the shopping area.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not an easy journey from Sherwood Forest.
No, it's not, you know, M1, A50, M6, M56, M53. It's not that straightforward.
Well, you've learned it.
been there a lot. I don't know the way to San Jose.
I just find it better. You do actually do know the way to San Jose.
It's largely up the because it PCH.
Yeah. And then where do you turn left?
I can't remember.
So you don't know the way to San Jose? I looked it up. Do you remember when you were going? For those of you that don't know what got on about, a couple of years ago, Tony had a six-week extravaganza of a trip, didn't you, around the States?
Yeah.
And it involved driving from Los Angeles up to San Jose. And I said, great, you'll know the way to San Jose. And it's brilliant. And for a brief moment in time, you knew the way to San Jose. But now if I say, do you know the way to San Jose? You can say, I can get you most of the way there.
Yeah, true.
Brilliant, though. I do. I love that. I've done nothing last week, Tony. As you know, I'm moving, so I've been packing and what have you, and getting on with stuff. But when I move up to where I'm moving to, which might be very near you, might not, we're going to go and see some gigs, aren't we? We're going to get back out there and go and see some bands again.
Get out of the house.
Yeah. Well, I'll get out of my house and you get out of your house and I'll meet you halfway between my house and your house. We'll go see a band.
Okay. I think there probably is a venue roughly halfway as well.
There is. I think you're about right there. Yeah.
Excellent.
It's very exciting. It's going to be just like the old days, only I promise not to be such an arsehole when I'm drunk.
Really?
Promise you.
Excellent.
I'm a reformed character, Tony.
Sounds good.
Got some sad news.
What's that?
The first punk band I ever saw were the Bleach Boys.
Mm.
And the Bleach Boys, we're fans of them, they're fans of us. And Simon, their original lead singer, has been very ill. And things aren't hopeful for him right now. And I really, really hope he manages to turn a corner. They've had a new lead singer for several years, but the original Bleach Boys lineup was something to behold. And Simon, the lead singer, was a force of nature. And I do wish him all the best. And thanks to John out the band for getting in touch with me to ask me if I knew. I didn't know, and it's tragic news. The best thing you can do, therefore, is buy everything by the Bleach Boys you possibly can and listen to them all the time and wish them all the best. And if you have a God of choice, pray to them for Simon.
Mm.
And I do hope he's all right. And sorry, this is a bit of a serious bit, but it's going to be lightened immediately by the fact that obviously we're going to play From the Vaults, a Bleach Boys track.
Excellent.
And we're not mucking about. From the album The Four Cyclists of the Apocalypse, one of the finest punk albums of all time. Now, I think you know this, Tony. What's the Bleach Boys website?
TheBleachBoys.co.uk?
It is. It's Tony 2, probably on the internet 3. And this is the quite fantastic She's Not My Wife, She's My Slapper. We'll be right back. You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I have to say, after all the sad news about Simon, I should stress, the man remains an idiot. Right. He absolutely ruined a curry for me once. I was out with some friends, fairly late at night, in Hitchin. And he's walking down the street, and it's one of those with the big, big window. Hmm. And he looked in, and he saw us. And he walked in, and he said, "Enjoying your meal?" I went, "Yeah." Got his knob out and just slapped it on the table and said, "Fancy a bit of that?" I went, "No, go away." And he walked out again. The women at the table were just horrified. I'm going, "Really sorry about that. He is a friend of mine."
Nice.
Quite an impressive member, it has to be said.
Okay.
Yeah. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
So that's two bombshells for Simon.
Isn't it?
In a couple of minutes. With a brilliant song between.
So before I forget, we do have John's been in touch from the Beach Boys.
Oh, right.
To say they're playing at the Hope and Anchor next Saturday. This must be a London Calling, so maybe they've got a London Calling night there.
Hey, it's a classic band, a classic venue.
So next Saturday on about 10, but I've got no other information. It could be free. If it isn't free, it's probably reasonable amount, I should imagine. So just do check it out. Go see the Beach Boys.
Yeah, go and see the Beach Boys. If you're anywhere near the Hope and Anchor on the date in question, get down to see the Beach Boys. Hmm. Absolutely brilliant live.
And more gigs at the 12th Bar, which, as mentioned, is on Holloway Road in London. Do check it out. I'm going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. So Thursday night, the 5th, obviously, the Boohoos, Shaking Bones, the Dynamite Club, and the Love Me Tenders.
Blimey.
It's a Thursday evening. How much that would be?
It's quite a lineup.
It is.
£6.
Fiver.
Oh. Yeah. Tony, I haven't got it right for months.
It's been a while, hasn't it? Well, they've been messing around with their prices.
They will, yeah.
With their crazy free entries. Friday night, the 6th. Unhinged, a depraved soundtrack for the Lunatics. East Eater of Man, Toxic Shock, and East Road. It's Friday night. Frankly, anything could happen. How much do they?
East Road, we're on the other week, and I thought you said Eastfield. That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're back again, so clearly good enough to get back there very quickly. I'm going to go £6.
Free entry.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah. And finally, Saturday night, it's Eruption Records night.
Right.
Crippler LBU, Back Down, Guilt Trip, Gassed Up, and Drop Set. Saturday night, it's Eruption Records. How much do you think?
Well, if you think going along to that, might I suggest wearing a straw boater?
Yeah.
It looks like a rather classy affair. Mm. £6.
It is £6.
Yes. So what's that? 506?
506. It's not far away, you know.
65 doors down, is it?
80 doors, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. 80 doors, yeah.
Yeah, it's off side of the road as well, isn't it?
It's a good job I'm not a postman. I'm afraid the beast wouldn't be getting his mail.
And he wouldn't be happy about that.
There'd be someone 15 doors down going, "Why do I keep getting this stuff?" Anyway.
That's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Right, do you fancy something completely different?
Go on then.
Excellent. West Coast Sick Line, Tony.
Nice.
All the way from North Wales. And now this, I think this sounds, it's very post-punk. It's reminiscent of The Fall.
Okay.
I would say reminiscent of The Fall. So what I've done is I've got this one to play this song on its own, because you know now twice in the show we have two songs in a row. But I wanted you to hear this on its own in its entirety. I think it's really, really good. What is West Coast Sick Line's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/West Coast Sick Line?
Nah, Facebook.com/West-Coast-Sick-Line-83526. Why is that, Tony?
Oh, that's a default URL, aren't I?
It's a default URL. They've gone to all the trouble to sound brilliant and not sorted out their Facebook page. Sort it, West Coast Sick Line. Paulie B Internet 4, Tony 2, best lost in translation. We'll be right back.
some more, whether you want them or not. Here we go. You said you're in, you're a cliche. I love to wrench you from the 70s. You're like distemper. We all caught it and bought it on the estate, and only a few of us survived. Only a few of us survived. We sing about destiny, we sing about trust, we sing about you being one of us. We chat incidentally, none of it fact. We chin back about, well, this and that. We bemoan discourse and lock ourselves in. We greet an unwelcome guest, where you been? We sing about the sun, we sing about the weather, we sing about nothing lasting forever. They sing about chains, they sing about insanity, they sing about anything but reality. They sing about hope, they dance to a trend. They think that bad people are good in the end. We cry our anthems, we hold joint hands, we all wave our meaningless flags. We laugh for you as skeptics, and all we build.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed West Coast Sick Line, and I'm hoping to play more from them in the future, but again, rather like the Sneaky Nixons, I've only got sent one track by them. They both came through, I think it was Blue Soap Music. I'm not sure who sent it now, but I'll have to check and see if I can get more from them. If you do particularly like any of the bands, by the way, that we play, do make sure you drop us a line and let us know. We'll make sure we'll play more of them in future.
Yes, do.
Yeah. Tony, are you doing anything this week? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I've done that. Are you doing anything this week?
I quite fancy going to watch the new Bond film.
Oh, maybe you could do a movie review next week.
Yeah. I'll try and get to see it. Apart from that, nothing much really. Got a lot of stuff going on. We've got the new driveway being fitted, hopefully, next week.
Wow.
So just lots of... November's going to be quite housey.
Nice.
I feel.
What, like every other month?
Yeah. What are you up to?
Well, that Bond film, I've heard good things about that Bond film.
It seems, breaking records, and everyone seems to say it's very good. So
yeah, I mean, the critics seem to be saying it's not a classic like Skyfall, but it is classic Bond.
Mm.
So fair enough. I've got loads on this week, Tom.
Yeah?
Thursday night, I am at the Orange Tree in Baldock. Friday night, Woodside Theatre in Itchen. And Saturday night, in the Star Pub in Oslo.
Wow.
With the same two acts each night, three comedy shows in a row, both featuring John Gordillo and Neil McFarlane, two good friends of mine who are both excellent comics. And The show in Bulldog's going to start a bit late because I'm going to be in London till 6 o'clock. So I've got to get from London to Bulldog's to set up and start the show. So I doubt we'll get going at 8:30. Friday show in Hitchin as normal. Saturday in Oslo, we've had so much interest in this show that we're doing two the same night.
Oh, okay.
So we're doing a 7:30 show and a 9:30 show. So if you are listening and you are in Oslo, please be aware that it's not starting at 8:30. There's one starting at 7:30 and one starting at 9:30. Same costs for that. Both Bulldog and Hitchin are £10, £8 to members, and the Oslo shows are 150 kroner or 100 to members. That's everything I'm doing this week, and I am going to be knackered by the end of it.
Mm.
But it's going to be fun till my daddy drove his T-Bird away.
Very nice.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to do two songs in a row now, Tone, and I'm going to kick off with a band from Zaragoza.
Okay.
Zaragoza. Now, where's that? Is that northern Spain?
I think so.
I think it's northern Spain, isn't it? It's Spanish, definitely. I think it's northern Spain. It might be, but is that another Basque region? Have we got in there again?
Ooh.
I'm not sure now. Maybe it's not northern Spain. It's Spain, certainly.
Hmm.
I should have checked. Anyway, great band called Los Bengala. Call them a band. They're a two-piece. Same way that... We seem to be playing quite a few songs by two... Two pieces seem to be in fashion.
There's a lot of them. Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, because like Slaves are doing really well, aren't they? They're a two-piece.
Royal Blood. They're doing really well.
Those blooming White Stripes.
They're not doing so well.
No, but they got all their ideas from the Everly Brothers. Now,
this is true.
But Los Bengala, classic bit of garage rock, all the way from Dirty Water Records we got them through. Great album. We've played a couple of tracks of it so far. I think this is the third one that we're playing from it. What is Los Bengala's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/LosBengala?
It is, and Bengala is B-E-N-G-A-L-A. Paul Levine Internet 4, Tony 3. Stay tuned for another band we never played before called The Get after this, but first up,
ah! Yeah.
Mighty Berserker.
What's going on? Something's happening to me. I can't think straight, my palms are getting sweaty. Got a frog in my throat, can't talk, only cold. I don't feel normal, I don't feel right at all. Say you want me, say you need me. My heart is thumping and my hands are shaking. Say you know me, say you know me. The nerves are dreaded and my heart is breaking. This effect upon me. My head can't make sense what my heart is saying. It's like I'm under the spell of an ancient voodoo charm. You're like a magnet, but no magnet I love its highest flaw.
You're listening to Rich Morton's Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed a band called The Get, who I've never heard of before, from Seattle, Washington, and a track called Say You Love Me. And another one that I've had a right surprise bag of music this week, and I hope you're appreciating the fact every song is different from the last one, but all equally punky radio and equally brilliant. What is The Get's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Get Band.
Oh, well done. Yeah, it is. Yeah. What's that? Is that for all? That is. It's probably been internet for Tony for.
Yeah, I think it's for, yeah.
God, there's a lot riding on the last one now.
Oh.
Again, hoping to play more from in the future. Don't forget, do get in touch with us if there's bands you like on the show in particular, and we'll make sure that we tailor the show for your needs.
Exactly.
To a certain extent.
Because if we don't hear from you, we'll tell you for our needs.
Yeah, or alternatively, we'll do a whole goth show just to piss off Fatboy.
That's true.
Yeah. Now then, Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh. What are you going to do instead?
Well, as mentioned, I think last week, we got some iTunes reviews.
Yeah.
As we were mentioning, we have been needing your iTunes reviews to help move us up the feature rankings, the charts.
Has it worked?
Yes, it has worked. We're dropping and we're now moving up. It changes quite a lot because we're quite far down in the, we're about to around the 250 mark, and I think it varies quite a bit. It flexes quite a bit around that area of the chart. Quick
so we
reminder,
need to move up it because we've been top 10, haven't we, before?
Yeah, I mean, over the years we've been going a while.
Well, we have, yeah. But are you saying we're yesterday's news?
I'm saying, well, years ago we were quite high, but I don't know how many podcasts there were. I'd like to think we were the best of the lot. Certainly in Podcast Alley with times we were, but
it's... You're right, there's more and more podcasts every day, and everyone gets excited about their podcast for 3 months, then buggers off, don't
you? Yeah, and there's more corporate ones and radio ones. There's a lot of... There's a lot.
Yeah.
And they stick around as well, because obviously the Snow Patrol podcast was an old one that's still in the charts.
Yeah.
And there's no new content there.
Bastard.
Anyway. But don't forget, do send me your twats. Tony@punkyrager.com. Twat's name, where are they from, and a reason. Let's go through to New Year at least with a twat a week.
Yes.
We'll forget this week.
That would be exceptionally nice.
It would.
So, should we hear some iTunes reviews?
Let's hear them. So, this is the UK iTunes. I will do US iTunes next week. We do have some thank you fuel reviews there. So, we've had five.
Oh, brilliant.
In the past couple of months. So, thank you for that. We have had Keep Me Sane for Another Week. Paul and Tony bring us 9 tracks each week that are the best antidote to everything that Mr. Cowell and friends inflict on us. That's from Can Be Rob.
It's also true.
It is true.
Yeah.
That's $5, obviously.
Quite devastating that listening to ours keeps you sane.
Yes. But it was 5 stars, so I'll have that.
Hey, I'm taking it.
Always new, usually improved. A cracking mix of tunes from the punkier side of life, all served up with a healthy dose of humour and familiarity. Feels just like cracking open a couple of beers and listening to a few tunes with your mates. Although usually I listen in the car and I wouldn't want to risk spilling it. That's from Cobbler Mike.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much. And it was 5 stars.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's not Snow Patrol. It's correct. Funny, it's punky, it's on the radio. My weekly dose of madness to keep me sane. There's a lot of keeping sane going on. That's from Nez Corey.
Well, Nez, thank you very much. And I can't help thinking that we're doing quite a bit of raising the profile of Snow Patrol.
Yeah. 5 stars. Screw Snow Patrol. Murphy the Yeti.
There you go. Cheers, Murph.
It was 5 stars. Brilliant. Better than bloody Snow Patrol. W. Buzz Ryan. I'm loving the anti-Snow Patrol reviews.
I think what we should do, Tony, is we should review the Snow Patrol podcast and say, not as good as
not
Punky.
Not as good as Punky.
That's a great idea.
Do that.
Yeah. Give it 1 star and say, not as good as Punky. Yeah,
If you are on iTunes and you haven't reviewed us or the Snow Patrol podcast yet, do review us and give us 5 stars. But at the same time, review Snow Patrol, give them 1 star.
Yeah, and mention not as good as Punky.
and I'll keep my eye on it.
Yeah, do.
And we might read them out. We'll read the best ones out.
Yeah, fantastic. That's quite an inspirational idea.
I like that.
Well, Snow Patrol won't care. They're not going anymore, will they?
No, the podcast's not been changed in 2 or 3 years.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's it for iTunes for this week.
I'm going to do that straight after the show.
Please do.
One last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
And thank you very much for your iTunes reviews. I know it might seem a bit old hat, but for some reason they do move us up the chart, and it means more people hear the music that we play, so it's worth it. Right. Smokey Bastard. One of my favourite names for a band this year, Tony, up there with the Sneaky Nixons, but Smokey Bastard all the way from Reading. You might remember the other week I said, I think this is my favourite song of this year. And it was from Smokey Bastard's latest album. Or Smokey Bastard, because they are from Reading. So right. You go, Smokey Bastard. They've got a new single out called Archipelago, and we're playing it.
Oh, excellent.
We're playing it, mate. It's really, really good. You can find out more about them at their website, which is...
SmokeyBastard.co.uk?
SmokeyBastard.com!
Oh.
Paul will be in Internet 5, Tony 4. Enjoy this. Smokey Bastard, Archipelago.
Strings. Talk on nerd and agent.
Tires lashed to the feet.
rocket man, I go.
That's about the size of it for this week. You had a good time, Tank?
I have.
Every single song has seemed to have been my favourite something or other this week. It must have been a good one.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway, I hope to see some of you at my gigs this weekend in two different countries. We do want your iTunes reviews, if at all possible. We want your twats. I want your jokes. We want your poems. We want your Facebook comments. We want your gigs. We don't want... We're quite needy, aren't we?
We are needy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't ask for much else.
Well, we don't really, do we? And it's all... None of it takes very long, really. The least you can do is...
There's nothing that costs you money either.
Yeah.
Just turns out your time.
Yeah. We are quite painfully, obviously, a free service.
We are.
10 years of making knackle. Right then, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up hoog. Up hoog.
Bunch of guns, yeah.